Oh, look, I got a very fair hearing the first time, and I expect it to be no different come second time. Look, I don't know too much about it. I've been focused on the game, and you know, once the game's finished, I'll obviously we'll have a better look at it. We've got, I guess, a legal team in place that are going through that at the moment, and my focus is completely on this weekend.
How difficult has it been to keep your focus on it?
Oh, it's been fine. Obviously, I guess the good thing was getting the initial judiciary hearing out of the way early on Sunday night, so then we, I could get on with a normal week come Monday morning, and that's the way I've approached it. And you know, ever since finding out, it's been the same thing. I've always been focused on the game because that's never been in question.
Did you consider yourself lucky to get on?
No, I feel that I got a fair hearing and got a good decision. And the right decision. So that's all that I'm focused on. And you know, I got a very fair and thorough hearing throughout the whole time. You know, a four-hour hearing to sit there, and it was very thorough. And look, I was very happy with the way the whole thing went.
James, we only saw the one angle on TV. So obviously the first angle looks bad. Can you just talk us through a small bit of what happened and what you said in the hearing?
Oh, mate, I didn't know anything about any incident until I was told the next morning. So I had no idea about anything that had happened during the game. And I had no idea of anything. And still when I was told that I'd been cited, I still had no idea of what it was for until I actually was showed the incident from a number of times. We obviously went through the hearing process, and you know, it was a completely accidental act. There was no intent from my side, and that was the way it was. There was no intent. There was no malice. I completely had no idea that Alan was anywhere near my feet, and that's what I'm sticking by, and that's the way I looked at it.
Were you surprised that it was then sort of raised again, and IRB appealed against almost their own decision?
I'm not sure the process. You know, there's a process in place, and that's what they're going through. So, I don't really have too much to say on that. That's just they're entitled to do what they've done, and you know, they're going down that process. So we'll deal with that come Sunday morning once the game's over.
Do you accept that on the angle that we can see on replays, it doesn't look right?
I think you can, any incident that you look at, you can make it look worse than it is. I think, you know, I'm confident that, you know, I know that what happened on the field. I had no knowledge of anything ever happening, you know, and it's, you know, I think that the way that it's gone through, the hearing was 4 hours. We had 9 different camera angles to look at. So I think, it was very thorough. And in that case, so therefore, you know, the hearing went through its due process by an IRB official or IRB appointed judicial officer, and then the result was made.
Do you feel a little bit like your integrity being questioned? Are you a little bit upset about the way it's
Oh, look, you know, this is a reality thing. I've played 130 professional rugby games and never been cited once, never been attended any judicial hearing. So, I had no intent, it was a complete accident. Unfortunately, accidents happen in rugby.